For WRCE 107.7, I'm Joanne Krulotz. It's been 2 years since the Universities of Wisconsin closed the Richland campus. Now news comes today that operations will cease at the UW-Platteville Baraboo Sauk County campus as of May 22, 2026. An email sent to UW-Platteville community members by Chancellor Tammy Ivetovich stated, quote, "This will not impact in-person degree instructional programs at the main Platteville campus. Our top priority is supporting students, faculty, and staff through this change, as we have created a dedicated transition team to assist them through this process," end quote. According to Channel 3000, UW-Platteville is set to help students transition seamlessly to its main campus. The university will develop individualized plans for staff and faculty. The Baraboo Sauk County campus opened in 1968. Enrollment is currently 178, with class sizes averaging 14. Following the closure, the campus will be returned to Sauk County. The Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development is highlighting how the federal government shutdown is impacting Wisconsin workers. DWD Secretary Amy Pekacek says DWD isn't able to release monthly job data, which helps organizations make crucial fiscal decisions. Pekacek says there's about 8,000 federal workers in Wisconsin, and they could also be impacted if the Trump administration decides not to give them any back pay. Finally, Pekacek says certain migrant work visas aren't being processed, which will impact the ag industry if the shutdown lasts too long. Thursday marked the 16th day of the federal government shutdown. According to Iowa County Sheriff Michael Peterson, technology and teamwork save lives. Wednesday night around 7:15, the Iowa County Communications Center received a 911 call from a 22-year-old hunter in the woods near Mill Road in Ridgeway Township who had suffered a serious injury with uncontrolled bleeding. Thanks to the dispatch team and the life-saving technology in the 911 center, responders were able to locate and reach the injured hunter quickly, even in a remote wooded area with no clear landmarks. One of the tools that made this possible is a program called What Three Words. This innovative system divides the world into small 10-foot squares, each identified by a unique combination of three words. When a 911 call comes in, the dispatch center automatically receives the caller's What Three Words location, allowing dispatchers to pinpoint their exact position and direct help right to them, even when GPS or landmarks aren't reliable. Because of this technology and the skilled coaching from dispatchers, first responders were able to find and rescue the hunter quickly. Responding agencies included Ridgeway Fire, Ridgeway First Response, Barneveld EMS, Barneveld Fire, Iowa County Sheriff's Deputies, and Fitchrona EMS, who provided a paramedic intercept when MedFlight was grounded due to weather. While the 911 system automatically generates What Three Words locations, the Iowa County Sheriff's Department still encourages everyone, especially hunters, hikers, and outdoor enthusiasts, to download the What Three Words app. Having it on your phone can provide an extra layer of safety and may help if, for any reason, the automatic connection doesn't work during an emergency. Attorney General Josh Call secured a preliminary injunction continuing the temporary block of the U.S. Department of Agriculture from acting on its demand that states turn over personal and sensitive information about millions of Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program recipients. SNAP, known as Food Share in Wisconsin, is a federally funded state-administered program that provides billions of dollars in food assistance to tens of millions of low-income families across the country. SNAP applicants provide their private information in connection with using the program. USDA has threatened to withhold administrative funding for the program if states fail to comply with its unprecedented demand for data, effectively forcing states to choose between protecting their residents' privacy and providing critical nutrition assistance to those in need. Any delay in funding could be catastrophic for Wisconsin and its residents who rely on SNAP to purchase food. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction is accused of keeping the public in the dark over accusations of sexual misconduct or grooming by educators. A year-long investigation by the Cap Times of Madison found DPI investigated more than 200 educators from 2018 to 2023 on accusations of sexual misconduct or grooming behaviors towards students. The paper used DPI's own internal records and discovered that at least 44% of 461 teaching license investigations during that period involved such allegations, and that 227 educators investigated for various types of misconduct either voluntarily surrendered their license or had it revoked. As the climate shifts, so does the science behind growing cranberries. Staff at the Wisconsin Cranberry Research Station are working to ensure the future of the state's signature fruit by studying how cranberries can tolerate extreme temperatures and finding ways to extend the harvest season to reduce labor and equipment demands. Melissa Kay reports.
The inability to change in a changing environment is the textbook definition of extinction.
That's Grant Hawley, the executive director of the nonprofit Wisconsin Cranberry Growers Association. He said Wisconsin growers know what to do when change happens slowly.
When you're looking at fast changes, you need to know the whys. And that's where our researchers come into play.
They're able to look at changes happening at a molecular level and see how the cranberries are being affected and also the symbiotic relationship the plants have with other organisms in the ground.
They're seeing how that bacteria inside of the soil is helping with nitrogen uptake. They're making sure that the fungus in the ground is helping us with water uptake.
Gabby Myers is the Research and Education Manager for the Wisconsin Cranberry Research and Education Foundation. She coordinates efforts from researchers across the state.
They're trying to create better cranberries, so maybe they're sweeter, firmer. So all different sorts of traits that they're trying to breed for, we provide a space for them to have those plots established.
Hybrid cranberry varieties are helping farmers diversify their marshes, producing more fruit on less land, and spreading out the harvest season.
They're trying to be able to make it to where harvest doesn't all happen in the same 2 weeks, because that's where you need extra equipment, you need extra people. It's just a terrible time if you have to do that.
Harvest season now starts as early as September and can run through October or later, depending on the year.
Now a singular family can actually start handling a medium to small size farm.
I'm Melissa Cave.
For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulotz.
The Packers beat the Cards. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports from Arizona, where the Green Bay Packers held on to win last night 27-23 over the Cardinals. The road trip began with a five-hour flight delay when the team plane had mechanical problems on the ground in Green Bay. Matt LaFleur.
From the moment we got on the trip, nothing seemed to go right to end game. There was a lot of things that didn't go right, but the guys kept battling, and that's what it takes in this league.
Packers running back Josh Jacobs had 13 carries for 55 yards, scoring twice, including the winning touchdown, despite dealing with the flu and a calf injury.
They really didn't really want me to play today. It was one of them things where I kind of had to convince them. You also got to know who you're talking to. I'm one of them guys, man, if I feel like I can spin and I'm not going to hurt the team by trying to, you know, play, then I'm going to go out there and give it everything I got.
College football, the Badgers losing to Ohio State 34-0. A report says if Wisconsin decides to fire Luke Fickell, they would owe the coach $25 million in a contract buyout. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.